was young and in my prime when I was 17. All the young fellas about the place, they called me Bonnie Jean. But there was one that courted me for nearly 7 years. Till we got wind, but now he's dead. And he's left me here in fear. He was a tailor. Mm-hmm. You know what a tailor is, the ninth part of a man. But my husband, I used to think, wasn't the 99th part of a man. Oh, aye. The last shop that he was in, he got the chance for throwing the leg of a pair of trousers into a coat for a sleeve. And for a nickname, the rest of the tailors, they used to call him the Black Thread. The fish would have been more like it. Wait till I tell you this. I remember one night, well, it would be about 2 o'clock in the morning. He came in. I was sitting on the end of the fender, and I just looked at him like this. I said, "Where have you been, my boy?" "Oh, you see, I've been away at a smoker." "Because it strikes me by the look of you that you've been away at a sneaker." And he was quite John the Top, too, mind you. Imagine a tailor smoking a cigar. Oh, and he was awful conceited. You have no idea. When he used to rise in the morning, he used to oil his hair with the fat out of the frying pan. And then he used to walk out menu and walk in and demand what I used to tell him. "Where you get the brass, my boy, is a mystery to me." And he used to say, "And where you get the gas is another mystery to me." I put him out 50 times and closed the door on him. But, oh, and when I used to see him going out to work, sometimes I used to say, "Sandy, I wish I was going with you." Of course, since he has died, I have had to stop the wishing altogether. Because it's no nice to wish you was with the dead. Especially when you know where they've gone. Oh, because mind, I'm telling you, he was very, 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 very kind to me. Very kind to me. Very kind to me. He was very, 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 very awful, very. He was very, very kind to me.